Hi, I'm Bounder Beebe, and you're listening to the Bounder Beebe Show's Today's Interviews, featuring today's global newsmakers and purveyors of today's most recognized brands and products as our featured guests.
I've got Dr. Carl Benzie. He's a medical doctor, and he's with the Lighthouse Network, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the morning after pill in New York public schools. Dr. Carl, welcome to the Bounder Beebe Show.
Hey, well, thank you. Great to be here.
And I think it's Benzio. I'm so sorry I mispronounced your last name.
Thank you.
Tell me about the morning after pill. It says 50 New York schools to offer the morning after pill, correct?
Correct, yes.
Tell me about that. I was quite shocked when I saw that on my schedule.
Yeah, Plan B One Step is a pill, a high-dose progesterone pill that's given the morning after unprotected sex or within 72 hours of unprotected sex. The goal of it is to stop ovulation so that a girl doesn't become pregnant. But a lot of times, if a person is pregnant, it can lead to an abortion because it doesn't allow the egg to implant in the uterus. And so what New York City, because they have in the inner city very high significant teen pregnancy and abortion rate, they're trying to figure out, well, how can we prevent these two issues? And so they've come up with this plan to make Plan B available without parental consent to girls as young as 14 in the schools there. So if a girl has had unprotected sex and is concerned about the possibility of pregnancy, she can go to the school nurse, and this school nurse, without a doctor's prescription, can give her this Plan B morning after pill for her to use. And it's such a dangerous situation because you have a girl under the age of 18. I mean, there's a reason why we have 18 being the, you know, the age of consent. So you have girls that are under age 18 without their parents' knowledge. Some of the girls don't know about their medical issues that they might have or their family medical issues. And there's some contraindications and medical risk of taking the morning after pill if a person has diabetes or potential for clots. Or is pregnant, they can have an ectopic pregnancy, which can certainly be emergent and possibly fatal.
How can this usurp the under 18 law? That I don't understand. Under 18 for consent of your parents, but these children can be under 18, and you're saying they can do this?
Correct. Right now, Plan B is available in most states for people 17 and older. 17 and older can present to a pharmacist and be able to get Plan B without a prescription.
Okay.
Now, what they're trying to do is, in the schools, because of this, you know, epidemic in the school of teenage pregnancy, they're trying to allow a teen to be able to go to the school nurse to get it for free without parental consent. And so they can be the, you know, some of the girls in the school are age 14, and they can go without parental consent, without a physician's prescription, just on their own presentation of what happened, get the morning after pill. And what there's certainly acute issues with it, you know, high dose steroids and its effect on the brain and emotions and physiological aspects. But some girls might start to use this as their usual birth control, and there's no studies about having this, you know, taking this regularly because of the high dose of steroids it is. But the slippery slope to me is that we're giving a bad message to teens that a pill will solve your problems, or a short-term solution will solve a long-term problem. And so there's no spiritual education, there's no psychological education, there's no counseling on relationships or self-esteem or self-control or self-discipline. So many skills that, you know, a teen who's in these kind of situations needs to be successful in life, that's not being imparted. We're just giving this pill, and I think it's a very bad message to be able to give kids.
Dr. Benzio, you are with at the Lighthouse Network. Tell me why the Lighthouse Network would make a statement, why they would care.
The Lighthouse Network, we're a nonprofit Christian ministry, and our goal is to help people become godly decision makers. And so most people in our society have struggles, have difficulties, and to me, the most important spiritual discipline is that of decision making. That's what Solomon wished for, to be a godly decision maker. But our society struggles with decision making in many areas, and our struggles in decision making lead to mental health, behavioral health, addiction issues. And so as a psychiatrist, that's my concern, is to how do we help people live that abundant life? And decision-making skills are so important, and I think policies like this really undermine the spiritual and psychological importance of the decision-making process. And instead of teaching good, healthy, full decision-making skills and equipping in many areas of life. We're giving people sort of a very short-term solution, which, unfortunately, this one has a lot of detrimental side effects to it. And I just don't like when policies like this are put in front of people because it undermines spiritual and psychological decision-making equipping that is so important for us to have fulfilled lives and achieve our God-given potential.
Okay, is this an actual law or a proposed law, or has it gone into action already?
There was last year, there was a pilot project in five New York City schools, and they felt it was successful, and so now they have expanded it to up to 50 high schools in the New York City districts. So it is not a law, but it's a policy that the school districts have enacted, and it's in play. And some of the parents are supposed to get letters, well, all the parents are supposed to get letters that they can opt out of this situation so their teen would not have access, but a lot of the parents didn't get the letters. So some of the letters are they being sent home by students who aren't going to give the letters to their parents because they want to take part in this program or not. So the information to the parent has been scant and sketchy, but this is a program that's in place in New York City schools. It is the first one in the country, and certainly in this kind of situation, these kind of things start to proliferate, and this might be something that starts to get enacted in a lot of inner city school districts where decision-making is so paramount, and those kind of skills are so necessary, and sort of doing an end-around by giving people this kind of out really undermines the pursuit of real healthy, long-term decision-making cures.
The Lighthouse Network, being a Christian-based nonprofit organization that offers mental health and addiction referral, really has nothing to do with the policy that they have. But spiritually, what kind of assault do you think this is?
You know, I think spiritually that, you know, what gets undermined here is, you know, looking at a person's purpose, a person's value, love, intimacy, connection, relationship, emotional decision-making, you know, how to be able to, you know, see yourself and see life through God's lenses. Well, that's what we want to teach people. Whenever people understand that and they adopt those lenses for life, their life just opens up in powerful ways, and there's so much richness, fullness, abundancy, that promised land living is available whenever we bring those spiritual aspects, those biblical teachings, into everyday life of take every thought captive, put on the armor of God, strip off the old man, clothe yourself with the new. You know, sometimes those principles are hard for us to understand and apply to daily living, but whenever we're able to teach them, you know, to our kids at a young age so they can grow in that understanding and that application, their ability to make good decisions, whether it's about sexual activity, about relationships, about dating, about temptation, about drugs, about alcohol, about work, about crime, dropout, homework, obedience and respect of parents. You know, there's so many principles that are so biblically accurate that we're finding in my scientific field of psychiatry that when we practice biblical skills, our brain chemistry actually gets better. You know, the Bible says we renew our mind when we have transformed living, and we actually see that on spec scans where our brain chemistry actually gets better when we become godly decision makers. When we make decisions consistent with the world's values and system, our brain chemistry actually gets worse or injured, or, you know, we call it chemical imbalance, you know, sometimes. So the spiritual influences and biblical elements are so important to our daily living, and this is just one area of you know, sexuality and unwanted pregnancy and impulse control, where spirituality plays such an important part of that decision-making process, and we need to infuse that for these kids to be able to really feel fulfilled and be good decision-makers in their life.
Well, Dr. Carl Benzio, is there a place on the web that you'd like the listening audience to have an opportunity to find more information about the Lighthouse Network, you, or this dilemma in the New York Public Schools?
Yeah, lighthousenetwork.org is our website. We've got a lot of free resources there. We have a daily devotional called Stepping Stones. We'd love to give it to your audience, and they can just go to the lighthousenetwork.org website and sign up for Stepping Stones. And we have a lot of free videos and materials and assessment quizzes that they can take just to help with their own decision-making process and assess where they're at, you know, as far as their daily life functioning. A lot of good information there and resources, so we encourage them to go. If they know somebody who's struggling, there's so many people in our society that have depression, anxiety, addiction issues, we have a helpline. And the helpline number is there on the website, and they can reach out to us, and we can help find some care and navigate the crazy behavioral health system that we have to be able to find good Christian options for issues that they're struggling with.
Well, Dr. Carl Benzie, I'm glad you found a place with the Valder Beebe Show to inform parents, grandparents, family members about this particular dilemma. I'm sure this will make a difference. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Valder. Have a great day.
We thank you for listening to the Valder Beebe Show. Keep sending us your emails because we love to hear about celebrity guests who have inspired you and the life-changing topics that aid you in seeing life differently. View our full broadcast schedule on ValderBeebeShow.com.